welcome back to A Cup of English. Today is Monday, the 27th of July, 2009, and the title of this podcast is Alberto Contador. My name is Anna. I'm English. I live in the northwest of the United States. And Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I'll bring you lots of English so you can have a good practice. Alberto Contador, beginners. The colour yellow is very in at the moment, mainly because of the Tour de France. It is a spectacular event that my husband and I follow every year. In fact, now that it is over, we are in mourning. "What are we going to do now, babe?" I asked my husband this morning as we turned on the taped version. We are about 8 hours behind France, where we live. "I really don't know," he answered sadly. Happily for us, though, we have a DVR, so we have the whole tour recorded, and we can skip through all of the commercials in just a few seconds. What a relief! I can't imagine having to watch hours of the same commercials just in order to see the bicycle race. Anyway, we sort of celebrated Alberto Contador's win today and Mark Cavendish's successful entrance into Paris by going on a bicycle ride around one of the local parks. My husband is a serious cyclist, but I'm just a beginner. I suppose I'm not particularly competitive. I don't really care about racing. When I ride my bike, I like to only push myself a little bit. All the straining and pain, I think, are overrated. I like to look at the trees and birds and enjoy the wind in my face. I would make a terrible professional cyclist. First of all, no one would sponsor me because I would lose all the time. Secondly, I just don't have the build for sprinting or climbing. Advanced. Alberto Contador was quite incredible to watch this year. It is amazing what you learn about these competitive athletes by listening to the commentators over the course of 3 weeks. We have all heard about Lance Armstrong, the amazing physical animal that he is, overcoming horrendous cancer and winning 7 times. But did you know that young Contador also has had quite a scare? Apparently, during a race, he collapsed. It was found that he had a brain hemorrhage. He was immediately operated on and had a titanium plate put in his head. It sounds awful, doesn't it? Well, he is obviously fine now. In fact, he is so fine that he has won 3 major tours this year. Il Giro d'Italia, the Tour Down Under, and the Tour de France. 3 in 7 months is really quite incredible. "This is like watching a James Bond movie," says my husband every time we sit down to watch the tour. You have the incredible athletes with thighs like tree trunks, flying up steep mountains at a rate that makes me feel dizzy. Then you have the spectacular views of France and all the historic information of buildings and towns. All that is lacking is a good gunfight and perhaps an explosion or two. But James Bond or no James Bond, I'm celebrating Contador's win. I am a half Spaniard, after all. My loyalties lie in that part of the world. I know the Spanish culture well, and I can guarantee that there will be huge celebrations all over the country. So I will join the party from my little corner of the planet, lift a glass of Rioja, and say, "Well done, Alberto." That's all for today. Feel free to download the text and grammar notes from acupofenglish.libsyn.com and also to write to me at acupofenglish@live.com, that's live.com. I hope your summer is going splendidly and I look forward to podcasting to you soon. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.